Last year, my dad had passed away suddenly. I had to leave for the funeral, and I came back. But when I came back to set, Ryan was the first one on set waiting for me with the big arms open, you know, and give me a big hug. And he told me, you know, I know what it's like. My dad died too, and I'm here for you. And that was my first day back. And then we had a whole movie to shoot. So I wasn't surprised that I got that from him, but it was really so comforting in that moment.
Hey, Dwayne, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you. Thank you for talking to Channel News Asia and Singapore. Congratulations on yet another whirlwind ride at the movies.
Nolan Booth, the second most wanted art thief in the world. Special Agent John Hartley, FBI.
Hi, guys.
I want you to help me catch the most wanted art thief in the world, the Bishop.
Hello, boys. It's so nice to finally meet you in person.
Now that you've been tagged with red notices, you become the world's most wanted criminals.
Going with the theme of most wanted, when has Dwayne felt the least wanted in his life versus the most wanted in his life?
Oh, that's a good question. Usually when I say something stupid to my wife and I wind up regretting it, and then I'm on the couch literally at 1 a.m. watching Forensic Files when I should be up in bed. And even the dog is looking at me like, you really are something else.
When did you feel the most wanted then?
When I go back in with a big apology and how sorry I am and how much I really messed up.
I love that. There was a lot to say about you and Ryan Reynolds as well. I know the early interviews had you guys like having a real ball of a time on set. And then you like that was a real bromance going on. I wanted to ask, what is it about Ryan that you've learned? Because I know you've worked with him before, that nobody else knows and that really surprised you.
I don't know if it surprised me as much as it was really wonderful to see this side of him. So I'm not surprised to see it. He's very sensitive in the best way. And he's very protective, right, of his space, which he should be, and I understand that. But then when the veneer goes away, he is very empathetic and caring. So I'll tell you a quick story, and for your viewers now and your audience is we in Singapore, is I was last year, my dad had passed away suddenly. I had to leave for the funeral, and I came back. But when I came back to set, Ryan was the first one on set waiting for me with the big arms open, you know, and give me a big hug. And he told me, you know, I know what it's like. My dad died too, and I'm here for you. And that was my first day back. And then we had a whole movie to shoot. So I wasn't surprised that I got that from him, but it was really so comforting in that moment. You know, because when I go back to work, it's time to go to work. People are looking at me to make decisions, do my job, do what I need to do. So there's not a lot of time for people to come up and comfort me. And I don't always give off that, like, I need to be comforted either. But Ryan came right in there, and he was very, very comforting. So I'll share that with you. That's what I was not surprised, but really nice to see.
Thank you for sharing that, because that is just an awesome story. And I love how you guys bring out a side, a vulnerability to each other that tough guys don't normally show. So thank you for that.
Sure.
This has been dubbed the most expensive Netflix movie ever made. Do you go into something like that with a lot of pressure, or is it just sort of like, you know what? I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I've got this.
No, you know, I think you go into a project like this well-intended, and the bottom line is you just want to make a great movie for the people to enjoy at home or in the theaters, which they can do this week. So that was always just the goal. And yes, it wound up being Netflix's biggest investment, but also there's some context behind that, is that you know, I am never one, and Seven Bucks Productions, is my production company, is never one to skirt around a budget, because it is what it is, and we don't have to skew numbers or math or anything like that. And so, you know, with this, there were COVID costs too as well. There was a lot of costs because we had to shoot during COVID that added tens of millions of dollars to the budget. So I know a lot has been made about this is the biggest movie in Netflix history. It is. And thank God the movie's good. And it seems like a lot of people are going to like the movie. So I think we're going to be covered.
Well, it's got you in it, so everyone's going to love it anyway.
Oh, you're kind. Thank you.
Come back to Singapore. We miss you. You have loads of fans here.
I know. I can't wait to come back to Singapore. I've been there multiple times, and I cannot wait. I love Singapore.
Thank you so much, Dwayne.
Bye-bye. It's good seeing you.
My, oh my, oh my. You have to be the two dumbest men on the planet.
You look awful.
Am I wrong? 'Cause I'm gonna get it on till I die.